Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday morning to you. Actually, it's Sunday morning. See, that's what's going on. Our calendars and our brains are totally mixed up. I'm sorry. Good morning and happy Sunday morning. And I have to say happy Sunday morning because, you know, it seems like it's pretty gloomy out there, mainly because there's not a lot of people around and everybody is getting a lot of different information hit on them so quickly and all at once that, you know, there's an old Eastern European Yiddish word called umbekak. Umbekak means when you're kind of walking around kind of sad and for no explained reason. Just sometimes we all get a little blue. So that's why I'm saying, pardon me, happy Sunday. Because happiness and love is the thing that we have the most of right now. Inside us, locked inside, so we'll unleash it. All right, that's my spiritual message for morning. I want to thank people for getting involved in this broadcast. More and more people every day are listening and tuning in, and that's helpful. There's so many podcasts and so many radio stations now that we're home and online, no shortage of information and stories and people's things to listen to, but this Foodomania show has always been geared towards people in our industry and people who enjoy food and love food. And sadly, we haven't talked too much about food. It shows a little bit here and there, but today I want to cover just some basic things that and some information that I've uncovered that might be helpful, and also talk about the things that we can do to stay as safe as possible right now. And the big issue right now is the fact that in our specific area, in Washington State, it's one of the hardest hit places in the country. And it is not unlike New York City and not unlike New Jersey and parts of the East Coast and California, of course. And at this point in time, people are staying home more and keeping close to home and limiting their contact with the outside world as far as, you know, physical contact. And it's easier to do that when you're, you know, with your family and you're at home. And it's hard to do that when some of us have to get up and go to work and go to the store. And the most important thing is just be safe. I'm not going to spend, like I said yesterday and every day, I'm not spending a lot of time on all the facts that people could read all over the place right now. There's enough shows and things geared to that. But the one thing I will say about all that is that there's so much information and so much news coming at us at once. Please be able to shut that down here and there for a while and take breaks. It's just overwhelming to all of us, and nobody is prepared to get that much of an onslaught of information at once. The helpful hints have all been put out there, the initial things that need to be done right now. And it seems that the biggest thing is to try to keep the distance and keep sort of a history of what you're doing and where you've been. But most important, try not to get scared and try not to lose sight of what is going on inside you and around you right now, with your family and the people that you're close to. I'm looking at every day as a lifetime. That's, you know, what my thought is on it. It's just a matter of taking advantage of what's in your hands right now and trying to be, you know, as useful and creative to yourself, your friends and family. Make sure you try to reach out and check on people as much as possible, especially elders. And it's really, really hard. Not kidding around, to not be able to hug and be able to support our people around us that we love physically. It's really, really, really something that none of us were prepared to be used to. The good thing is that I'm seeing some points of humor. People are posting some interesting pictures and things to brighten up the day a little bit. The tulips have not stopped blooming in our area, and some of the things around that are changing a little bit this year. I'm seeing a lot of people posting pictures of them taking walks carefully. Outside my studio, I see usually an individual person with a great dog taking walks, trying to get some, you know, exercise and air. And that's a good thing that we need to be able to do. I think that, you know, at this point in time, we're okay going outside our house. The big thing that we've been talking about there, and the information that we've been trying to exchange with each other, is, as I said, the last couple of days, is working with our kids to help them understand. And I say our kids, I'm saying just the general young people who are not used to any of this. And so, therefore, their whole life has changed so much. In one respect, it's the same, because you know that most teenagers these days, if they have a phone, spend most of their time on that phone. And we say, come on, get off the phone, do something else. There's not much control sometimes that we have of that, and we also want to be able to stay connected to them. But whatever we can do to give them some things to do and to be able to communicate with them, so therefore they're a little less restless and they're taking certain things a little bit more serious. Who would think that we have to think about every single time we do something to be able to have to wipe ourselves down with a hand wash as much as possible, that we would have to do things at the gas station, like put gas in the car and then scrub our hands down, or wipe the handle down, or use gloves and a sanitary cloth of some kind to pump gas in the car. All these different things. And it's enough to drive everybody wacky. So we just grin and bear, and we try to get through it. And that's what we try to do more than anything. Information is, like I said, readily available. And after a while, we're getting so consumed by it. Locally, things are shutting down a little bit. Some people have been asking about things like the ferries. People have to commute. And just, you can read it on your own, that people are still commuting by ferry, but they're staying in their cars. People have to, in some cases, because they work on the islands or they work here on the mainland, so to speak. And there's going to be that constant traffic for a while at this point in time. Some of the indoor gardens and some of the tulip fields are open, but some of the indoor gardens have decided that they won't have the display gardens open. It's so interesting because with the unexpected that's upon us right now, some things that don't change, specifically the tulips and the daffodils, and that's a source of some pleasure. Take pictures of things, send them off to friends. We talked a few days ago about the garden, and I've gotten some good feedback that some people have started to make their little garden boxes and starting to think about planting some things for a couple of different reasons. Number one, it could provide pretty much immediate relief to get outside and dig in the dirt and create some food sources for your family and you. And it also is like every day it changes. So once you get it going, it'll give you a little bit of an opportunity to spend a little time bringing plant life up, which is something that is just a remarkable thing under every certain condition. Last night, experienced another interesting couple of minutes. I talked about the International Space Station, made its way over Washington State, and there were two sightings last night. One was at about 8:11, I think, or 8:15. I went out there, and nothing was happening, and I got the compass out and looked exactly where I was supposed to look, and literally to the second, suddenly what looked like a very bright star started moving, and that Passover was almost 6 minutes, and it was quite incredible. And I tried to take a couple of feet of video on it, and I got a couple of things there which I posted. I'll post some more of that. And then again at 9:55, which was really only a 2 minute flyover, I didn't see it. I was all ready to go, and boom, right on time. This only lasted, as far as my vision, about 15 to 25 seconds, I think, but it was quite incredible. Now, I mention that because it was a bright thing. It was a bright light in the sky, some form of a miracle, some form of something that just actually lifted my spirits and gave me a minute to look at the sky and think about everybody on this planet right now and what we're all going through, and brought us together in that moment. Thank goodness for that space station last night. I know for me, I really, really needed it. I keep saying that send the pictures, keep taking the pictures, take videos of things, and capture some of those moments and share it with your family. It's something that really, really is helpful. I've been playing some different food minutes that I've been creating over the years, and the recipe part of this show has always been a feature on Foodmania. And if you go back and listen to the old shows, that's what I concentrated on. And unfortunately, in the last shows of the last week and a half, we're mostly gearing towards giving some basic information and talking about some realistic things that we have to deal with every day. There is restaurants that are still open doing delivery, and sadly, some have decided to throw in the towel for the time being because it's just a bit much. There is an abundance of restaurants that are offering to-go items, and in some cases, meals that are set. Now, they were going off the menu at one point. Now I see that they're doing fixed-price items. They're selling soups that could be reheated and different sorts of dishes like that that you could possibly buy and freeze. It's still returning to a little bit of normalcy to just be able to order out if you can afford to do that. Most people get a lot. That's one of the great little oases of the day, is to having a meal, make our meal special. So this is a salad that I think might be really helpful and delicious. I know it is. Let me play it for you now.
Well, as the weather gets a little bit warmer, we find ourselves wanting to eat a little bit more of fresh vegetables and salad. Here's a great salad I had very often when I lived in Spain, and I think you're just going to love it. First, here's what you need. You need a head of really nice, crunchy romaine lettuce, two tomatoes, a half a cup of really nice Spanish olives, the green ones with the little red pimento in it will do good, a half a cup of corn. Now, you can use a frozen kernel, or if you have fresh corn, you can cook it and cut the kernels off, and that works really great. About 4 ounces of really nice tuna fish. If you go for the can, just get a can of nice albacore. Some olive oil, some fresh garlic, 2 pieces of crunchy French bread, a little bit of fresh feta cheese, about 3 green onions, and you're ready to go. Here's what you do. Make sure the lettuce is nice and cold. Take the top parts of the lettuce and keep the nice crunchy parts and cut them into small pieces. Take your tomatoes, cut them into wedges. Take your tuna, initially, take it out of the can, drain it really well, and put it in about 1/3 of an inch of olive oil. And just take the olive oil and baste the tuna with the olive oil. Cut a couple of pieces of fresh garlic and put it in the oil with the tuna as well. And let it sit in the fridge for about 2 hours. Now get a big bowl, take your nice cold lettuce, and place it in the bowl. And take your tomatoes and wedge them sort of around the lettuce. Take your olives, cut them in half, and just go ahead and toss them over everything in the bowl. Take your corn and do the same thing, just sort of toss it over all the lettuce. Then, slowly take the tuna with a fork and take the chunks and spread them really nicely over the whole salad. Then take the remaining olive oil, it's already gotten a little bit of the tuna, and sprinkle that over the top. Now take the pieces of bread, spread a little bit more of that olive oil over the bread, and put them in a frying pan and just saute them lightly until they're golden brown. Then take a knife and cut them into small cubes and throw that over your salad. You've just made kind of a simple, quick crouton. And take your scallion onions, clean them really well, and stick them right inside the salad. I like to take the juice of about a half of a lemon and squeeze it over the whole thing. There you go. You have a fresh, a salad atún, something that they eat on the Spanish coast a lot in hot summery days. It's simple, it's inexpensive, and I think you'll love it. This is Chef Stuardo with another Cooking Minute. Hey, let's eat.
Well, I'll tell you what, I listened to that, and I sound such a goofball, but I have to tell you the salad is really delicious, and I suggest that you try it. Now, let me let you know a couple of things. You can write me at chefstuardo@hotmail.com. That's C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O @hotmail.com, and I'll send you a copy of the recipe immediately. And several other recipes if you'd like. I have a whole log of them, and I'll try to be doing these food minutes every day to give you guys some ideas of things to cook. And that would be something that'd be really, really helpful, I'm hoping. I wanted to just talk about another couple of things that I think are kind of really important, and that is the posts that people are making in response to other people's posts. I think right now it's really, really important to focus on being as positive as possible, and the sarcasm and the using a modern age communication tool like Facebook or Instagram to hurt other people is totally unnecessary. If you have an opinion, you're entitled to it, but don't put other people down for an opinion that you might not agree with. Now, obviously, everybody has a different way of looking at everything that's going on right now, but I think that being sensitive to other people and the way they have to express themselves for the most part is really, really important. Be patient with other people. Read what they have to say, and if you're going to do that, you're going to spend time, glued to something like Facebook or something, then just go ahead and listen to it in a way that, you can, you know what I'm saying? In other words, I'm sorry, just got a message here. That's going to be positive to somebody. Anyway, that's what I'm talking about. Just be kind. Be very, very kind to other people. The local markets, people that work there, I think we have to be so thankful for them working as hard as they can to keep a safe, clean environment for people to be able to shop. The seniors' shopping time has been delegated to early in the morning. Usually, I think it's from 6 to 10, roughly. And basically, here's a way to try really, really hard to take a minute to thank them and to know that they're doing an incredible job and trying to be really, really, really careful with what they're trying to do. It's rough. It's rough being in the service industry and having to be out there right now. They're maintaining the best procedures that they possibly can. I noticed that the pharmacies now are doing the drive-through as far as picking up medication. And those drive-through windows, again, are designed to keep the people inside and outside as safe as possible in picking up medications and things like that. Some tips that have been sent to me, eating beans, eating vegetables and certain foods like spinach and stuff is a good idea right now to build up the zinc in your system. That's what's being talked about as far as food is concerned. The same goes for just drinking as much water as possible and keeping hydrated as much as you can. I don't have a lot of answers on certain aspects other than basic safety and basic knowledge to each other. All I can tell you is that in a way that we have been all of a sudden given this huge thing to deal with, that will be more and more creative as the days go by. I think that it's really, really something that we really have to try to stay clear on and stay helpful on. That's, something that I know for sure in my life, and I know it's worked in other people's life when things get really hard. Take a minute to reach out to other people that you know. That's the great thing about FaceTime and family time. You can still have visits. Some people are doing things like having social gatherings online where maybe they'll have a lunch date and they'll both look at each other, groups of people, and they'll be in their, you know, respective places where they're staying and having a meal together, telling stories and sharing just like they would if they were sitting in a restaurant. It's really a good thing to do to be able to socialize. I know also there are a lot of people that are just staying low and being quiet, and that's also really good. There's such an abundance of things to watch, videos and podcasts to listen to. Try to listen and watch the ones that are positive and uplifting. So interesting that the film and movie business over the last many years have always had these disaster films and the gloom and doom sagas, you know, with maybe a happy ending where the world is coming, you know, down. Stay away from those movies right now. Sorry, all you producers and directors and actors that have been in those films, but they're not anything helpful to lift the spirits for most people. You know, happy endings are the most important thing that we need to look at right now. Happy endings. That would be a really, really good way. And I don't even like to use the word ending. Anyway, that's, you know, I sound like I'm sort of talking about a lot of the same things, but I think that keeping strong and keeping our spirits up during this time and trying to be as positive around your family members and especially the kids is the most important thing. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to cry. It's okay to have to let that out, but just be sensitive to the people around you because everybody's handling this a little bit different. And I want to try to come up with positive things to talk about on the show in the midst of being bombarded by hard facts that are scary. And like I said, there's enough resources for people to read the scary stuff, and we're just trying to make this as positive as possible. I'm getting a couple of texts. That's where I was a little distracted. People are saying that the lines are, you can't call in for some reason, and that there's some issues with the show. I don't know what that's all about. I'm hoping that it's just temporary because I have a couple of people that have been trying to call in and they're not able to. So they're texting me instead. And we had a great guest yesterday, Rhonda E., and she was planning to be part of today's show. She has some really great ideas and information about certain things right now, and she's not able, she hasn't been able to call in. So I'm hoping that whatever the phone-in problem is right now, it'll get solved by tomorrow's show. As I said, on Monday, I'm hoping to start two different shows. There'll be one at 9 in the morning and one at 9 at night, and they'll both be half-hour shows. I have also a couple of people in the community I've talked to who one or two people, one specifically who's been in the radio business for many, many years, hasn't really done it for a long time, but a former newscaster and news director. And hoping that he could be part of the show and give us some of his talent to be able to take over the reins for part of the show. Because I'm sure me talking to you for 30 minutes is probably, I don't know, I hope it's good. All right, so be positive, safe, thing environment that we need to have is upon us, and it's all up to us. A couple of things that are really fun. There's a beautiful version of American Song by Paul Simon that he just put out. A lot of artists, it's interesting how many artists are trying really hard to put out music and videos just to accompany everybody. And, I'm really excited about the independent artists and so many local musicians and people that some people I know that are actually doing the same thing. All right, it looks like I have a call. I can connect here right now. Let's see if we can make it work. We only have a few minutes left. It looks like it's Rhonda. Hang on. Here she is. All right, let's get her on. Hey, you there? Hello?
I'm here. You there?
Okay. Well, you finally got through. We only have about 5 minutes left. But I'm so happy you're there. This is Rhonda E., musician and mom, and human being extraordinaire. How's it going this morning?
Going slow, but it's going.
Okay, that's good. What are you spending your time doing this morning so far?
I woke up pretty early this morning and did a few things. Got the dogs out early, and then I kind of just decided I was going to read, kind of come down away from all the social media, center my person, and, you know, kind of grasp what I need to do for myself, which I shared yesterday. I said I am a woman of faith, and I'm trusting God right now in this. And at the same time, I'm watching, you know, conflicted, you know, social media stuff that's kind of, you know, painting a lot of truth, but also it's also putting a lot of fear, I guess. So I'm trying to make sure that I don't do that in my social media, and that I don't do that with other people if I can possible, and try to remember to encourage people, tell people to do the same thing we're hearing over and over again. If you haven't social distanced, please do so. I just read an article earlier this morning. Give you all that info right now because I kind of took it off my thing or whatever, but there was a 7-month-old baby boy. Family has been quarantined. And so I just basically feel like in my heart to say to people that because it is so unknown, we just need to remember that this whole ordeal can affect a great many of people. And we need to be respectful. We need to really hone in and love each other to the best of our ability by keeping our distance if we know we're sick, not taking chances where there are chances unnecessary in the middle of something that basically, you know, is causing harm, bringing people down, and causing deaths. So that's kind of where I'm at this morning. I'm also staying in the joy. I'm staying in the place where it's like, you know what, this is not something that is something that any of us were expecting, and it's nothing any of us would want to inflict on another person. But I'm also remembering that there's joy, and there's things to do in the midst of this to continue to keep that joy and keep that peace, you know.
Totally right. And that's actually, I appreciate you saying exactly that, because I've been saying pretty much the same thing. Today's talking has just been a little bit of rambling, but focusing exactly on what you're saying, Rhonda, just exactly about that it's to love each other and be kind to each other, even if we don't agree with certain things that people are writing and some of the things that people are saying. It's overwhelming. I wish you could have gotten through earlier. For some reason, the phone lines weren't working. We only have a little less than 2 minutes left in this broadcast, but I'm hoping that you'll be able to come back tomorrow. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I guess the biggest thing I wanted to say, or if that's okay, is just, I know that this is a very scary time for all of us. I certainly cannot tell you that there aren't parts of me that aren't a little scared. And the mind is a tricky thing, especially when the fear is placed out there. I guess I just want to say, most of all, this is the time to really love your family so deep and so huge. I know tragedy, I know loss, I know how that feels, but I also have hope for my future.
Yeah.
And my future is not just here, my future is with God. And that being said, I just want to encourage people, though, you know, love each other, don't bite each other's heads off, try to be compassionate. Everybody's having a hard time, and not everybody faces it the same. So I think we got to have a lot of grace, but I also think we have to use wisdom. And I think this is a beautiful time to grow closer to our loved ones, and to grow closer as a community, and grow, if you want to, you know, grow closer to your belief. You know, that's
all right.
That's
thank you very much. All right. I'm sorry that it has to be so short and have to cut you off. I just want to let everybody know, thank you for tuning in. Remember that tomorrow's another day. I'll be back here at 9 o'clock, and hope, Rhonda, you can come back and join me tomorrow for the show and give us some more of your insight and wisdom. Thank you for calling in, for sure. I'll talk to everybody tomorrow. This is Jeff Duario and guest Rhonda E. Thank you for calling in. We'll talk to you tomorrow.